What's going on, Muscle Monsters? Alain Gonzalez here, and today we have a very special guest with us. His name is Chad House, and he runs Chad House Fitness, AverageToAlpha.com, and he is the author of one of the better diet nutrition books out there, The Man Diet. What's going on, Chad?
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Chilling, man, chilling. So today we're going to talk about, we're going to get straight into it because there's no time to waste, and Chad is a busy man, and we're going to talk about winning your mornings and how important it is when it comes to, you know, meeting your fitness goals or non-fitness related goals. So Chad, I know you're a huge advocate of, you know, winning your mornings, getting up early and so on and so forth. So why don't you tell us, you know, how important it is for somebody to win their mornings if they want to get a head start on their day or in their life in general?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things with winning your mornings that are pretty important. For one, in my own life, when I used to get up at 6 a.m. and I'd do some pretty good work, and then everyone else's day would start around 8 or whatever. So that's when my day would get interrupted. So I started pushing that back to 4:30, and now it's, yeah, around 4:30, sometimes 4, and that's 4 hours of insanely high quality time that I get before my day's interrupted. So you got a family and stuff. I think it's especially important if you've got a family, and the crunching is my dog. I would love to put him in a cage or something, but then he'd make noise. So
it's all good. We always like to have we like to have Teddy on here.
Yeah. Good joke.
Ask you this then. So what do you think in terms of waking up early, what do you think is the most critical thing that has contributed to your success, that, you know, something you do in the morning that just, you know, that you have to absolutely 100% do if you want to get a good jump start on your day?
Oh, it's a cup of coffee. No, like I've messed around with my morning routine a lot. I think morning routine's important. Like some guys will say, it depends on who you are and if you're a morning person or an evening person. I think that's bullshit. I think you do early mornings not because of the type of person you are, but because it's something that we all don't want to do. And doing early mornings just makes you tougher. I think if you can do more things that make you tougher, then you're better off. So I think being a morning person is important for everyone, even if you're not quote unquote a morning person. But then things that have been vital to me just improving on a daily basis, it's changed. I've gone from, I think this is where you've got your leeway as to what kind of person you are. I think some guys hop right to it, get into work first thing. Sometimes I do that, and then I'll go in phases where I need to read and set my day up. So I think first thing is dependent on what brings you the most success. Sometimes we need to gather our thoughts, and reading a book and going over our day really helps with that. Some guys are good at preparing the night before, and they just rush right into work to start a day. So as far as things that really have helped me successfully, improve daily, it's determining how I work best. So it's trial and error.
Gotcha. And I have to agree with the first thing that you said about how, you know, some people will say it's not for everybody. Some people work better at night and so on and so forth. But I used to be one of those guys who only worked at night. I only worked in the evening. I was only able to because I had a 9-to-5 job at the time. So there was no other options. But when I started doing everything in the morning, I mean, my productivity just skyrocketed. Something about just being up earlier before anyone else is up, it being quiet. I don't know exactly what it is, but it just, I'm in this zone that, you know, no one can take me out of, and I just knock stuff out. Let me ask you this. I know that you just moved into your new house and everything. Yeah. And you just mentioned that your morning routine, you know, kind of has changed. What's one thing that you think that you could improve on in the morning that would help you be even better?
Oh, distractions. I'm a sucker for distractions. I get caught up into, I don't know, speeches and you can rationalize it as learning, but if I could eliminate all the distractions from my day and from my morning, when I do, I accomplish so much. It's just when those little distractions, the internet's the worst thing in the world. When those distractions come in, that's when my day is less than optimal. So if I can just focus on one thing and eliminate all distractions, that would be that's the one thing I got to really work on. And I think I'll be working on that for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I was telling you this the other day about how I was finding myself being distracted by, Facebook and Instagram, because the fact of the matter is that I use those as social media platforms. So I have to go there. And then so I'm following people on Instagram. I have these friends on Facebook and they're posting stuff. And, it's a time where maybe I need to go and I need to post something for the fan page. But instead, I'm being distracted by somebody's post of some article that I wanted to read. And so what I personally did was I just eliminated all of it. I just kind of deleted every friend on Facebook. Hopefully nobody took it serious or personal. I did the same on Instagram, and just that small change has completely, drastically changed my productivity in the morning or throughout the day in general.
So you deleted all friends from Facebook?
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Yeah, I deleted everybody because, because I noticed it was a distraction.
Yeah.
I noticed it was a distraction,
Single guy, foreign women.
Huh?
Foreign women, like you want to get in touch with women if you're traveling. So maybe not see everyone but the foreign women.
There you go. Country,
it's nice to be able to get in touch with someone you've met before.
Well, I'm married, so yeah, I don't have to. Yeah, you can have to worry about that. So let me ask you this, Chad. What would you say for everyone listening? What would you say is one thing, one to three things that are absolutely critical, that is pretty much, across the board, you have to do in the morning for maximum productivity?
One thing, make your bed. It's just, it's the act of doing something. It's a accomplishment first thing in the morning. And it's just taking pride in your living space as well. So make your bed. The second thing would be either feel pain or get uncomfortable. So do some push-ups or whatever, sit-ups, or just do some exercise, feel some pain or get uncomfortable, cold shower, which is great for your health. It's great for your testosterone levels as well. So do one of those two things. And then it's figure out, also a big glass of water really gets you going in the morning. And then it's test and figure out what you or what kind of routine would be best for you. So get that first thing nailed down. Is it reading a book? Is it planning your day? Is it getting right into doing some writing or work? Figure out what that first thing is, and that'll be the third thing.
Awesome, man. And so lastly, before you go, I just kind of want you to, just walk everybody through what your personal morning routine looks like right now.
Okay, so I'm up at around 4:30. I'll go down, make some coffee, take some Athletic Greens, big glass of water. And right now I'm getting, because there's so much stuff going on, I'm right into work. So I'll write for like two, three hours, just write. And then, I get up, push-ups, then go down, make coffee, then get into writing. It's pretty simple. And then I'll probably have a cold shower or something just to snap out of that, haze of morning routine. And then I'll kind of look at the day, do some reading, and then hop back onto it. But those, yeah, you're right. Those few hours of complete silence where no one's bothering you, including this dummy of a dog. I think it equates to 2 hours of work later on the day. Well, one thing for guys that have jobs and stuff, like we're talking like guys who run their own business from home, for guys right. that have jobs, I used to get to work early and make cold calls when I had a job and stuff like that at 6 a.m. because that's when the CEOs were the only ones in the office. So even like if you've got a conventional job, even if you're working a job that's a 9-to-5 and you're not doing sales or anything like that, get up early, do like train, go to the gym. It's the best time to go to the gym. I'm going to make a home gym here and I'm going to start lifting from home in the morning. Get some reading done. Like mornings are your time. Like everyone needs time to themselves. So yeah, win your morning, you're going to win your life.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on here. I know you're super busy and I know this because obviously we chat pretty much every day, but real quick, before you go, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you?
If you Google Chad House, House is H-O-W-S-E. Yeah, if you Google Chad House, if you Google my name, you're going to find everything. You'll find the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, everything. All my stuff is at Chad House, C-H-A-D-H-O-W-S-E. So you'll get the site, you'll get everything. And that's the easiest way to find me.
Awesome, guys. And if you guys want direct links to all of Chad House's stuff, his websites, his social media, I'm going to put those in the show notes. It's going to be over at musclemonsters.com/EP14. That's EP and the number 14. And I'm also going to throw in a free gift from Chad. It's the testosterone cheat sheet and a strength test that you can download absolutely at no cost. If you go there, you're going to get those for free. Talk to you soon, Chad. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.